Tomorrow, the Oakland Raiders play the Miami Dolphins in an AFC playoff game. The action starts at 1 p.m. in Oakland, and local fans are, not surprisingly, excited. The Raiders haven't been in the playoffs for a very long time. There's just one problem. 300 tickets for the game were issued twice, as were another 300 for a later game that would be played if Oakland and Baltimore both win. We ask Elliot Almond of the San Jose Mercury News how that could have happened.
It happened because they had a misprint, and you have people running the ticket operation with the Raiders who haven't dealt with playoffs before. So this was a new experience for them. So I think, one, there was a misprint and in which they caught, but they just didn't get rid of all the tickets. They delivered some of them.
So when people got the duplicate tickets in the mail, what happened? Joe Blow, who had three seats, got six seats?
Actually, what happened was they received the tickets that they ordered, and it seems like in many cases, about a week later, the same tickets arrived again. And for some people, they just ignored it. Others were very puzzled, and there's probably some out there who realized, hey, we can give this to our friends and tell them, don't sit in our seats, but you can get in the stadium and watch this game.
And just hope that you'll be able to find a seat somewhere.
Well, there won't be any seats. It's sold out. But who's to stop them from wandering around, skirting security guards, and, you know, being part of the party that's... Look, they haven't had a playoff football game in Oakland in 20 years. So this is going to be a big deal out here.
Well, now, it seems to me that that the Oakland Raiders fans are a handful, even when they're happy about everything that's going on. But if you've got several hundred extra people wandering around in there in their combat makeup and all the sort of ferocious-looking outfits they get on, I mean, couldn't that get to be a troublesome situation?
Well, officials say they're going to have extra security and they're going to take precautions to avoid that kind of thing. I think it's also important to say that it's a little bit overblown about Raider fans. These are incredibly passionate fans, and it does look like Halloween, as you alluded to, with their makeup and whatnot, costumes. But for the most part, they're well-behaved. Yes, there's drunken brawls once in a while, but heck, it's Oakland.
So you think the Oakland Raiders are, what are they going to do? Just let everybody in and hope for the best?
Talking to the official who's in charge of this whole thing, Michael Ray of the Oakland Football Marketing Association, indeed that's what they're going to do. They've been in the process of calling all the people who received duplicates and asking them to, you know, be honest. And I think a lot of people's response to honesty is, yeah, right.
Are the Raiders preparing for the possibility that there may actually be more than one person show up and insist that that seat is theirs?
The officials acknowledge that they cannot guarantee that's not going to happen. We're so sure it might happen that I'm actually being assigned to go to my first Raiders game simply to monitor fights over seats.
Elliot Almond, good luck to you.
Well, thanks. It should be fun.
Elliot Almond writes about sports for the San Jose Mercury News. He joined us from his office there.